obviously deals were done and it was kept secret and all the information wasn't passed to the Ministry of Education. They didn't know about this in the schools that this guy went to. They didn't know. Now, you know, teachers, principals, boards of trustees, these are meant to be intelligent people. Mm. I mean, where's their conscience, for God's sake?
You know, how is it that this man could have... he's been teaching, not just driving buses and being a caretaker.
Oh, he was a principal.
He's been teaching for 40 years. And I'm still not clear, and even with your interviews earlier with Katrina Casey, I'm not clear, because she seemed to imply that the complaints were nothing to do with the sexual nature whatsoever. But then there seems to be some evidence, at least in the media, that some of these complaints were of a sexual nature.
Well, there was one, yes, back in the 1990s, and I pointed that out to her.
Yeah, how could that happen? But, I mean, it is true. She did say, Katrina Casey did say very clearly, and it's true, that we no longer have the Teachers' Council. It's changed to, now it's called the Education Council, and it's only 18 months ago, but... since then, if you have any, there's disciplinary procedures with anybody, that is passed on to schools, and if a teacher's dismissed, that's made public. The police are informed, so they have made a lot of changes.
But we all know that. But how this guy, he was allowed to have a shed that was curtains that he was able to lock at playtime. He carefully picked his victims. I mean, how did the school... I mean, did not someone, one person, not say, hold on, why is he locking his shed at playtime?
Yeah.
Why is he locking his shed at lunchtime? Did not one, you know, the only brave person in all of this was that little disabled girl who blew the whistle. She was braver than all these blooming teachers and boards of trustee members and principals.
I agree with that, but then there's also, I've just been on a school camp, and as parents, for parent help, we get police checked, and that's all fine. You're happy to do it. You've got nothing to hide. And you worry, there's a lot of wonderful male teachers in our school, and I worry that for them, almost by implication, that suddenly you don't want to create an atmosphere at schools where all the kids think that the men are potentially bad.
Women sexually abuse kids too.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. Josie Pagani and Deborah Coddington on the Huddle. It's now 13 to 6.
Right now at Zed, spend $20 or more on fuel or in store to play Where's Meg? That's me. Solve my daily clues to be in to win a share of $300,000 worth of prizes. So hurry into Zed now to play. Only at Zed. T's and C's apply. Visit zed.co.nz for details.
Get dinner sorted with these delicious deals from New World. Like New Zealand grown Delta red and orange kumara, now $2.99 a kilo. And fresh Quality Mark barbecue lamb chops are just $8.99 a kilo. This week only at New World. Sizes, limits and exclusions may apply.
The interest-free deal on my Q card's about to run out. I can't remember when the higher purchase for the TV is due. My credit card's a worry, and I'm still paying off the lounge suite. I can't keep up with it all.
With an iFinance loan, you can simplify your life and regain control of your finances by consolidating all your debts into one simple loan with one interest rate and one repayment, weekly, fortnightly or monthly. Call iFinance on 0800 88 2020 or visit ifinance.co.nz.
Lending criteria, fees and charges apply.
Are you ready for this? We've pulled out our best yet and slashed $5,000 off the award-winning Jeep Cherokee and Jeep Grand Cherokee SUV ranges. Yes, that's right, $5,000 off the recommended retail price. Now's the time to get yourself to Winger North Shore by car, by foot or even by air to take advantage of this outrageous sale. You'd better get here quickly, as these powerful Jeeps are leaving a lot faster than you can say four-wheel drive. Winger North Shore, 75 Wairau Road. Offer is for a limited time while stocks last and does not include special shipment vehicles.
News Talk ZB Community Notices.
With luxurious lounge suites from Danske Möbler, enjoy huge savings on over 50 exclusive designs.
If your charity, sports team, school or community group has an open day, reunion or fundraising event planned at any stage, tell Auckland's biggest radio audience about it with our free community notice board. Head to the What's On page at newstalkzb.co.nz and submit your notice now.
Caring for our community. News Talk ZB and Danske Möbler Furniture.
Tonight on The Crowd Goes Wild, live at 7 on Prime, we'll have the day's sports news wrapped up for you. We'll have all the reaction to a day after the Masters, plus IPL action, that and the rest of the day's sports news. Tough nut. The Crowd Goes Wild, live at 7 tonight on Prime.
The Huddle with codeblue.co.nz. Big company IT service for mid-sized companies.
Deborah Coddington, Joseph Garney on The Huddle, issue number two, JC. Well, the opposition are demanding the Prime Minister reveal his tax records. This is on the back of the Panama Papers, of course. Andrew Little, he's revealed his tax records today in Parliament, and Labour MPs are yelling across the House, show us yours, John, anyway, Josie.
Yes.
I think that's good. The tax records. I don't think it's, yeah.
Very good politics. That's what this is. And Andrew Little, to give him credit, I mean, he's putting John Key in an excruciating position because, you know, everybody knows that John Key's finances are going to be a lot more complicated than the average person. And so, you know, ends up looking a bit dodgy and out of touch, and they're just pushing him and pushing him and pushing him. And, of course, it's come out today that he's got some interest in this company that specialises
in... Well, he had a small deposit
trust,
somewhere.
A small deposit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my advice to him would be don't do what David Cameron's done. Just get it all out there.
Well, hold on. You're assuming there's more to come, Josie.
Well, I have no evidence. If there isn't, then don't. But if you've got anything more, just shove it out there, because this is about politics, Larry.
Yeah.
And, if he just does a slow drip feed of information, the details go over people's heads. And all they hear is John Key trusts, foreign trusts, you know, hiding money, da-da-da.
Deborah, your take, because he says that he has not had any interest in any overseas foreign trust. Anyway, what do you see, Deborah?
Oh, well, it's just, you know, Labor's got to get away from the Sunday tabloid sort of policy stuff. This is not going to make life any better for those who want to move into a warm home or put food on their table or educate their kids. Labor's electorate. And it also won't damage Key's reputation with his supporters. I mean, it's just sandpit stuff.
Larry, can I just say, I'm actually really uncomfortable with the idea anyway that people who go into politics have to disclose everything about themselves.
Yeah, I don't think they should.
And the underlying sort of idea in that is that if you disagree with me, especially around anything to do with money, you must be motivated by money and you must be a bad person. So it should be possible to look at it and go, okay, you can rationally have a different view about something without asking people to reveal everything.
Okay.
Because that's what's happening to Hillary Clinton. You know, Bernie Sanders in America is saying, oh, you know, she's had Wall Street funding. Well, there's no evidence that Hillary Clinton's policy decisions and her opinions have been affected by
that. All right. A quick word, Deborah. So there's this new law. Employers in this country are going to have to go to WINS and offer low-skilled jobs to New Zealanders before migrants. Is there a problem here that you see?
Oh, this is crazy stuff from National. I mean, they say it's low-skilled work, but in our electorate in Wairarapa or whatever it is, Alistair Scott, a National MP, I think he's going to get hurt by this, because in the Vineyard we rely really heavily on these visitors' work visas, because the New Zealanders just don't want the work because it is quite skilled. It's tough. They don't want to do it, so they'll stuff it up. If you don't have good grape pruners, you don't get a good vintage later on when the grapes are harvested. And they stuff it up so they don't have to do it. And if we have to go to New Zealand just to get the job, we'll be in a really bad position.
Okay, so
that's right. If I was running a Chinese takeaway in the Wairarapa or somewhere, I'd be thinking, God, why am I suddenly under attack from everybody? You've got Andrew Little saying, I want to replace you with Kiwi ethnic chef.
Why did they copy that?
And then you've got National saying, but what they're targeting is the job adverts that go, waiter required, must speak Bahasa or Mandarin. And then they go, oh, guess what? There's no one in Eka Tahuna who speaks Mandarin. So then they get the brother-in-law in on a work visa. So, but, you know, is this really necessary? I mean, it just feels a little bit like, you know,
immigrants
are coming to take our jobs and we've got to get rid of them.
Thank you. I appreciate it.